USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is releasing a statement after the Kyle Rittenhouse verdict. The president saying, while the verdict in Kenosha may leave many Americans feeling angry and concerned, myself included, we must acknowledge that the jury has spoken. Biden adding, violence and destruction of property have no place in our democracy. Those comments come after then-candidate Biden in September of 2020 called Rittenhouse without any proof a white supremacist. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has voted in favor of recommending expansion of COVID-19 vaccine boosters to all adults.
We are 11 yeses and 0 noes, and vote number 1 passes.
The advisors also recommending that people age 50 and above should get COVID-19 booster doses, which is welcome news for many Americans as we head into the Thanksgiving holiday. USA Radio News.
This report is sponsored by Office Depot. Just in time for the holiday season, Office Depot customers can now enjoy 20-minute in-store and curbside pickup, helping to get orders faster and easier than ever before. Customers can also save all season long, both online and in-store, on office furniture, laptops, monitors, planners, calendars, and a wide variety of other supplies and business essentials. From now until the end of the year, Office Depot will feature new daily and weekly holiday deals to help small business owners, remote professionals, students, and teachers finish 2021 strong and prepare for the new year ahead. And don't forget about additional chances to save on Black Friday and Cyber Monday. Shoppers can also stretch their dollars further this season with a free Office Depot Office Max Rewards Program membership. With Office Depot, holiday time is the perfect time to take advantage of deals on must-have supplies, time-saving services, and top-shelf gifts for every wish list. To learn more, visit OfficeDepot.com or OfficeDepot.com/store locator to find a store near you.
Major League Baseball's Cleveland Indians are now officially changing their name to the Cleveland Guardians. Cleveland has been known as the Indians since 1915, but decided to change their nickname to the Guardians in July. Two of the three men convicted in the assassination of Malcolm X are exonerated. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, Wendy King has the details.
A New York judge has granted exonerations for two men wrongfully convicted of killing civil rights leader Malcolm X in 1965. The exonerations of Muhammad Aziz and Khalil Islam were issued after Manhattan District Attorney Cy Vance Jr. filed a motion seeking to vacate the convictions. Both men served 20 years in prison and were released in the mid-1980s, but Islam died in 2009. Aziz said the exonerations couldn't erase the decades of his life that were lost.
This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Going a little bit more in depth on one of our top stories, the House by a 220 to 213 margin passed the Build Back Better Act early this morning. The bill calls for beefing up the IRS and IRS enforcement of people paying their taxes. Louisiana Republican Senator John Kennedy tells Fox News we're setting a dangerous precedent here with the IRS.
Well, you do what we've always done. Our income tax system in America, state and federal, depends on voluntary compliance. I think most people comply. Some don't. But our tax collecting agencies always do audits. They don't do them politically, not supposed to. They pick subjects strategically, and then they publicize the audits. And those who want to cheat say, well, I better not cheat, because if I get caught, I'll go to jail. That's the way we've always done it. It works. But that's not what the Biden administration wants to do. They want to turn the IRS into the Gestapo. And I think it's a mistake. I think it's morally wrong and politically stupid.
A hedge fund billionaire is a new owner of a rare copy of the U.S. Constitution. Citadel founder Kenneth Griffin says he paid just over $43 million for it during an online auction Thursday. He beat out a group of cryptocurrency investors to win the prized piece of American history. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.